think I lost a
good... Hello, hi, John. Yeah, I do apologise. Can you hear me okay? I think the signal went a bit then, mate. Can you hear me all right now?
It's because I'm in the rural area of Inverness. Yeah, so I've got the
1970, is that right?
71.
71. Okay, that's fine. Bear with me a second, John. All right, if you do go quiet, I'm just updating your report for you, bud. All right. John, I've got... Is this your best contact number to contact you on?
Yeah, this is my number, yeah.
Is this your number, yeah?
I've not got a home phone.
Don't worry about it. That's perfectly fine. Now, John, can you just confirm for me your home postcode?
It's... IV13.
Is it IV13?
Yep.
Yep.
7YP.
7YP?
Yep.
And is it Millview?
Sorry?
Is it Millview, is that correct?
No, it's Porter's Lodge.
Porter's Lodge, give me a moment, let me just see if we can just find that, okay. Oh yeah, I've got it here, Porter's Lodge in, is it Tomatin, is that correct?
Yeah, Tomatin, yeah.
Is that the one, yeah, I've got it here, give me a moment, I'm just going to place it onto your report, give me a second. Okay, so what I need to do, I need to place onto your report for you, John, okay? We need to place a next of kin or beneficiary. Now, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation and we couldn't pay the compensation out to you, who would you like it to go to?
It'd be my partner.
Your partner, okay. Can I take your partner's name?
Yeah, it's Margaret... Menzies.
Are you spelling the surname, John?
M-E-N-Z-I-E-S.
M-E-M-Z-I-E-S.
M-E-N.
Yep.
Z-I.
Yep.
Oh, I'm
Z-I-E-S, Menzies.
Aye, that's the one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the one, yeah? Have you got Margaret's contact number at all?
Probably on this one as well. I don't like giving out her number.
All right, yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. As long as we can contact her on this number, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
If we do need to contact her, if anything happens to you, all right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only time. That's the only time we will contact her, all right. Do you have a terminal illness at all, John?
No.
No, okay. Right, so I need to go on to your care settings now. So how old were you when you first went with into the care facilities?
You went the first one?
Yeah, so how old were you when you first went into care?
Right, well... The first one didn't really apply because that was
Too, okay.
Too young.
What was the place where you went to where the abuse happened?
That was Kirlick Home.
Kirlick Home?
Kirlick. C-A-R-L-U-K-E.
Or Kirlick Home. Okay, give me a moment. Okay, give me a second. Was it a children's home?
That was it.
Was it Kirlick Children's Home? Is that right? Or was it Kirlick?
Yeah.
So Carlucke.
That's correct.
In Scotland. I've got it here on the records. Give me a moment. Okay. Bring it up on the records, John. All right, bud. Give me a second. Okay, and how old were you when you was there, John?
Do you know, I was in primary school.
You know, roughly.
So 8, 7, 8, maybe.
7 or 8 years of age.
Yeah, I was in it twice.
And how long did you stay there for?
All in all, I'm pretty sure it was close to like a couple of years.
Right, okay.
Maybe a year, you know, cause when you're young, you can't, times are irrelevant.
Yeah, of course they are, aren't they? Of course, I understand that, that's fine. Okay, so you mentioned within there, I believe, was there an invasion of your privacy, is that correct?
Well, I don't see, I used to wet the bed back in the children's home, and what they done was keep you up in the middle of the night and put you in a freezing cold bath.
Wow, okay. Let me place that down, give me a minute, John. Because that abuse is quite high, okay, so the solicitors will be going in for the high amount for you, okay. Now, when you was in care, was you ever known by any other names, or was it always John Mooney?
John, yeah.
John Mooney, has it?
Yeah, well, I can't really remember. My nickname was Junior Mooney, but yeah, right. I think everybody back then called me John. I can't remember.
Okay. I'm going to place onto your report mental and physical abuse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was by the staff members, is that correct?
Yeah. At night, yeah. Not all the time. This happened a couple of times, you know, but
yeah.
You soon forget it at that age.
So, yeah, of course you do. So when you wet the bed, they would strip you and put you in a cold bath, is that correct?
Well, they wouldn't strip you, they would just tell you, they would run the bath and you'd get in, and 90% of the time it wasn't warm.
Right, okay. In regards to any physical abuse, was there any children ever heavily restrained?
No, that I can remember. Just a couple of people by a certain staff got their pants pulled down in front of you and their bum smacked, you know?
Pants pulled down, yeah?
Yeah.
The smack from staff members.
Staff member.
Now I need to ask you, John, it's massively important. So, within your adulthood, do you suffer from anxiety, mental health, or anything, any regards to trust issues or anything like that?
Well, I really did. I tried to cut my arms open, but it wasn't through that. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't try.
Mental health.
Yeah, well, I was in a mental hospital in Hartwood.
Okay, are you on any medication, John?
Yeah, I was on olanzapine.
You're on medication.
What, just now?
Okay.
I'm not on any now, no.
You have been on medication, though, yeah?
Yeah, I've been on quite a few.
Okay. Right, John, so I'll place that down onto your report for you, okay? And what's going to happen, within around about 7 days' time, one of the legal team will contact you. They'll let you know how much they are going in for compensation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how long it's going to take for yourself, all right? Now, what we need to do, just before we continue, we've got 2 minutes left on the call. I need to get you an email sent out. It's a click sign email to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So,
you want me to do that now?
Your emails for me. Yeah, just while you're on the phone, John. I'm just going to get you an email sent through now. Bear with me a minute, buddy, okay?
Uh-huh.
So have you received that email, John?
I have now.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you just click on that, there will be a link on there.
2 seconds.
And then you'll scroll down. Yep, take your time. Once you click on that, you scroll down, it should say sign here. You pop a little squiggle in with your finger, and then there'll be a blue button that says execute all documents.
Okay, yeah.
Let me know when you've done that, John, and I'll check it on our end for you. Yes, underneath it, you should say execute all documents, so you see where it's a little squiggle.
That's me, doesn't it?
I'll just have a quick look our end for you there, John. It won't be a second, all right? Brilliant. I can see that's been completed. Okay. Last but not least, John, what we're going to do, we need one form of proof of ID and one form of proof of address. So basically, you can either use a bus pass. Do you have a bus pass or a passport or a driving license?
I've got a provisional license.
Yeah, provisional license. Is it in date?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. And we need a letter dated within the last 3 months from your address, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to place you on hold for a few minutes while I get our administration's team to send you a message via WhatsApp. Are you on WhatsApp, are you, John?
No.
Do you not use WhatsApp, no?
No, not at all.
Right. What I'll do, we'll get you an email sent out, okay? Okay. Are you okay? Have you got any letters dated within the last 3 months?
Yeah.
Any letters that come through your house, yeah. So I'm going to place you on hold. If you want to go and take a picture of the front of your driving licence and any letter that's come through to your house within the last 3 months, it's got to have a date on it and your address, and then I'll come back to you and we'll get you an email sent out and you can return them back via email, and that's everything completed then, John, all right?
Right, it'll take me a wee second.
I'll be back with you in a minute, John. The line will go. I'll help you out, don't worry. The line will go silent. I'll be back with you in a minute, John, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, John, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Brilliant stuff. So, our administration team have now sent you a new email, so it's a request for ID and proof of address. Did you manage to take pictures of your driving license and a letter?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So with the letter, it has to be the full page of the letter, and it has to be within the last 3 months. Is that correct?
Yeah.
2 seconds. Yeah, take your time, John.
There's 5 applications
missing.
Smith.
Yeah.
Did you pop them into the file, put the
IP
in, and then. Yeah,
put
most of
the. Right,
I've done that.
Brilliant. So, have you gone to your emails? We've sent you an email as well, John.
Yeah.
It should say James@GWMB.
Yeah,
that's James Thompson, that's myself. Yeah, brilliant. So if you open that email up, and if you just press reply, then you should be able to attach, it should say attach photos.
Oh,
you know, to attach a photo to an email. Yeah, have you got that? Brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Take your time, John. Press a send, and I'll let you know when it's come through our end there, John.
There you go.
I'll be a moment there, John. Okay, I'm just waiting for it to come through. Still waiting on something to come through here, John. Did you manage to press send?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, there you go. I can see it. Yeah, I can see it. Give me a second, John. Just going to have a quick look now to see if they are okay. Okay. That's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Yeah, that's no problem at all. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get them attached to your case file now for you, okay? Give me just one moment, bud. Won't be a second, John.
No problem.
Won't be a moment. Brilliant. So they've now been attached to your case file, John, all right. So what's going to happen, if you've got any questions or any problems, you can always give me a call back on this number, okay?
Okay.
I'm your case handler, all right? I do need to put on your report. What I'm going to put on your report, I'm going to put a password on your report for you, okay? So what this does, if anybody rings you up and you're a little bit suspicious, all you need to do is say, have you got my password? And if they've not got your password, you put the phone down, okay? Because we'll always have your password here on file. What would you like your password to be? It could be anything.
Just put Celtic 1888.
Sorry, put what, sorry?
Celtic. As in the football team. Yeah, 1888.
Yep. 19,
No, 1888.
That's the one I've got it there. Celtic 1888, no problem at all. Last but not least, on your family tree, we have to put your parents' names. Do you recall your parents' names at all, John?
Yeah. It's that you want my mother's and...
your mother and father's name, yeah.
They're both deceased.
It's okay, we just need to... We need it for the records.
Okay.
It's to match them up for the records, okay.
My mother's name is Moira Adam.
How you spelling the first name?
M-O-I-R-A.
And it's Adam, is that correct? A-D-A-M.
Right. Yeah. And my father's
and
name
your father's name?
Exactly the same as mine.
Exactly the same as yours, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a moment, John. Okay. Okay, John, that's everything now completed, buddy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do now is just wait for the legal team. They will be giving you a call.
Okay.
And they'll let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take, buddy, all right?
Uh-huh.
So once again, if you've got any problems, do not hesitate to give me a call, all right? You go, I do need to make you aware that there are three ways that you can proceed with the Scotland redress application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? And we do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for you, all right?
Uh-huh.
Great stuff, John. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your week and just waiting for a phone call back from the legal team, all right?
Brilliant.
Cheers, John. Look after yourself,
thank
pal.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.